103.1 WOGB, the 70s and more. It's my very distinct pleasure to have on the phone with me a guy who is, well, let's see. His acting roles include the TV series Working Stiff and According to Jim, and 3 years, I think, on Saturday Night Live. He's been in movies called The Principal, Return to Me, Who Killed Atlanta's Children, on Broadway in True West, Pirate King and the Pirates of Penzance. He's in a band called Sacred Hearts. He's written a book called Real Men Don't Apologize. The guy can't keep a job. His name is Jim Belushi. Hi, Jim.
Wow, what an intro. I didn't realize I did all that stuff. You forget.
Well, you know, it's an impressive resume, Jim.
Oh, I've been working for a long time.
Yeah, it's a lot of things that you've done, and you're probably best known for your years on Saturday Night Live and, of course, for According to Jim. And you're coming to town for the Meyer Theater two nights from tonight, and it's a night of improv.
It's a night of improvisation. It's reminiscent of, you know, that Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Oh,
that
fun
one.
Yep.
And, of course, everyone in the company, there's going to be five of us, we're all Second City alumni, and we've been trained in the fine art of improvisation. But what's great is that we've been on the road doing these shows, and we are having a ball.
Good.
I mean, we are making stuff up on the spot. We're taking suggestions from the audience,
yeah,
creating scenes, creating mini musicals. And I'll tell you, the communication that we've had with the audience there's just magic in the room.
It's fun to take somebody else's idea and run with it and see where it takes you, because every show is new for you, too, isn't it?
Every show is new.
Yeah.
Every audience is new, every show is new, and every experience is unique, but there's always a sense of magic and joy when we leave. I mean, we just have such a great time.
I have to ask you, because I went on your website and read up a little bit on what we can expect Thursday night at the Meyer, and there was a line in there that fascinated me. On your website, it says that you and your cohorts have been trained in the art of improv. And I have to ask you, this is a serious question, how do you train for improvisation?
Well, the art of improvisation is actually title of a book by V.O. Spolin, written in the 60s. You train by, there's a lot of rules, believe it or not.
Okay.
Even though it's chaotic and you don't know what's going to happen next, there are certain rules that you follow. About, you know, not denying somebody else's idea, yes-anding their idea,
mm-hmm,
not arguing in scenes, because nobody wants to see anybody argue.
Sure.
So, you know, when you say something, I got to say yes to it opposed to saying no to it. If I say no, the scene stops, we start arguing. And, you know, so there's a lot of parameters and rules within this free form.
And you have, as you said, worked in Second City for previously, and this is kind of a return to your roots then.
Absolutely. I mean, well, I was, you know, I've been in theater all through high school and college, and then I went to Second City, and I figured it was like a master's program in theater.
Mm-hmm.
And then Saturday Night Live, I figured, was the PhD. In comedy.
Well, it is. I mean, and your roles there were spectacular, and what fun to go in. How much improv was involved with Saturday Night Live?
No, none.
None? No?
No. I mean, we improvised during the week when we were writing scenes.
Sure.
And then we would write it out. Everything had to be on cue cards. Every word was chosen. Now, according to Jim, and in the movies I've been in, there's a lot of ad-libbing that goes on. That the camera captures. That ad-libbing, you have the confidence to do that because of all the improvisational training.
It's a fascinating art, and to see it unfold before your eyes as audience.
It is special. I mean, you know, a lot of audiences go to the theater and just let the performance wash over them.
Sure.
This one, you're experiencing. You're part of the show.
You're interactive with the audience.
You're interactive because of the suggestions, but because we're making it up, you're waiting on the edge of your seat to see if we're going to be good at it. And
uh-huh,
when we are, it's so satisfying, and it's a real special communication. It's a very unique night.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing it. I can't wait for Thursday night, because I love this kind of performance art, and you guys, by all accounts, are spectacular at it.
Oh, yeah, and Larry Joe Campbell, mm-hmm. who played Andy in According to Jim, is sure. going to join me on this tour.
Oh, fun.
Oh, he is. He was a home run hitter. I used to call him King Kong. He was a home run hitter on According to Jim, and he's a home run hitter in this Chicago Board of Comedy. It is. He's great.
Years ago, I worked at the Playboy Club in Lake Geneva, and I believe it was Second City that came through at that time and performed, and I got to see the show every night, and it was different every night, except there was one thing that fascinated me. When they boxed themselves into a corner and didn't know how to get out, they had a key phrase, well, what's your name? And back came, well, you can call me Ray.
Oh, Jesus.
You can call me Jay.
Yeah.
Does that happen a lot?
No, we don't do that.
No?
No.
It was kind of like cheating.
We do have a code word, though.
Oh?
The code word is flush.
Really?
Meaning that we started this scene off with a really bad premise, so we're just going to flush it and start something new within the middle of the scene.
That's funny. I'm so glad you shared that with me because
we haven't done it much, but one time in the middle of the scene, it was just so bad, I said, I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. And I came right back, and I said, well, I flushed that. We just kind of made up new characters and started going.
That's fun. You've done so many different things. I mean, you and I met very, very briefly at the Pirates of Penzance. You were singing, and that was just like second nature to you. Do you miss that kind of musical?
Well, you know, I'm very fortunate because I'm in a band called the Sacred Hearts, mm-hmm. and we do the Blues Brothers with Dan Aykroyd.
Oh, fun.
And we do concerts all over the country, mainly corporate and casinos.
Sure.
It is like doing a musical for me.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, there's not as much dialogue, but there is some dialogue in between songs. It's a real character. And I get to sing and dance on stage with Dan Aykroyd. I mean, we have a ball.
I mean, that's a good name to drop right there. Come on.
No, Danny, he invited me to do the Blues Brothers like 17 years ago.
How fun.
So we've been doing it all over the country.
And very briefly, and then I'll let you go after I plug. We're talking with Jim Belushi, by the way. He is in town Thursday night with an improv group at the Meyer Theater. But I want to ask you about your book, Real Men Don't Apologize.
A funny book. It's a good book. It's funny. I mean, it's funny and it's got some real stuff in it. It's
okay.
It's really the title is misleading.
Okay.
What it really means is real men shouldn't apologize for who they are.
Okay.
Opposed to just apologize.
Sure.
And it's really about men, stepping up and being men. Because women are tired of men who are not men.
So it's okay for a man to apologize?
Well, I mean, it's a thin line between apologizing for who you are
mm-hmm.
and apologizing for a mistake that was made.
Would you care to apologize for the injury to Aaron Rodgers last night on Monday Night Football?
Oh, I feel terrible about it. I feel terrible about it.
You're a major Bear fan. You are.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I loved the game, and it was interesting. Cutler was out, and Rodgers was out, and it was like, hey, this is a game.
Yes, yes.
You know, it wasn't a blowout. I wasn't even going to watch the game because I just figured it was going to be a blowout and I couldn't take it. So it was an enjoyable game, but, you know, you hate to see a brilliant athlete go down.
So, and I must say I admire your crust for coming to Green Bay 3 days after the Bears beat the Packers at Lambeau.
Oh, you know, it's always been a fun relationship
sure.
between Chicago Bears and the Green Bay Packers. You know, I got to tell you, I was at the last game of the season when Green Bay beat Chicago and went on to win the Super Bowl.
You were there in Chicago?
I was there at the game. It was terrible. But I got to say, when the game was over and we walked out and there were a lot of Green Bay fans,
yeah,
you know, they were lovely. Congratulations on a great season, good game, you know, and we're like, well, good luck, man, good luck, we're going to pull for you, you're in our division, you know what I mean?
Yep.
There was no fights or yelling or finger pointing, it was like just good sportsmanship and good fun, and hey, you take a loss. What are you going to do? You stomach a loss.
Well, and I bring it up in good faith and just kind of a fun elbow in the side to you because you and George Wendt personify Bear fans to me.
Well, George really does.
Yeah.
That commercial he's doing is really funny.
Is that hysterical?
Oh, he is funny, man.
Yeah.
You know, he was in the first Second City company with me.
He was?
Yes, he was actually a mentor of mine.
Really?
Yeah, he kind of brought me along and gave me confidence. George is a good friend and a terrific comic actor.
Well, as are you, my friend. Jim Belushi, again, two nights from now, Thursday night, Meyer Theater downtown. Tickets are still available. You can get them at the door or check our website as we have links there. Jim, a pleasure to talk to you again after, we've had so much to catch up on over the last 29 years.
Huh? Thanks, Matt. We're really looking forward to it.
Terrific. We're looking forward to having you in Green Bay and best wishes to you.
Thank you, my friend.
Thursday night, Meyer Theater with 103.1 WOGB.